Supporters of the Fairbanks Four rallied outside the state courthouse in Fairbanks today. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the protest was spurred by a proposed settlement in the long-contested case of the four Native men who claim they were wrongfully convicted of the 1997 murder of John Hartman.
The settlement proposed by attorneys representing the Fairbanks Four and the state of Alaska would free George Freese, Kevin Pease, and Eugene Vent. Marvin Roberts is already out on parole. The deal would also require the four men withdraw claims of innocence and not pursue compensation for wrongful conviction. Superior Court Judge Paul Lyle issued an order Thursday canceling a scheduled Friday hearing on the agreement, questioning the legality of freeing men the state maintains are guilty and wants the right to retry if new information becomes available about John Hartman's murder. Lyle's order does not outright reject the settlement, but gives attorneys 10 days to justify or alter it, noting the potential for clemency or pardon. Tanana Chiefs Conference Justice Task Force Chair Shirley Lee spoke against the proposed settlement at a Friday rally for the Fairbanks Four.
But we're so desperate to see them out that we're willing to accept things we shouldn't have to.
Of course they're going to take that deal. They're dreaming of being at home where it's warm with their family, where they're loved and safe.
Fairbanks Four supporter Misty Nikolai went on to challenge Alaska Governor Bill Walker to step forward and free the men. The current situation follows a hearing this fall on post-conviction relief petitions filed by the Fairbanks Four. The five-week proceeding heard testimony from dozens of witnesses, including a former Fairbanks man jailed for unrelated killings who claims a high school friend, not the Fairbanks Four, murdered Hartman. Judge Lyle has anticipated taking more than 6 months to review evidence before issuing a ruling in the case. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.